guys view. You had to play a mistake-free football, and I know you guys ended up making it a close game, but you had to play catch-up. So in the first half, three offensive turnovers and some maybe costly penalties from the defense. Is that just Oakland being Oakland, like Sperano likes to say, or Seahawks just that good?
No, well, those are mistakes that we can eliminate. You know, turnovers. You know, that's always an emphasis for every team is not to turn the ball over. You know, especially coming on the road, you know, against the defending champs. You know how they are as a team. They capitalize on those things, and, you know, they were able to do that. But, you know, you can't – you're not going to win very many games against a good team when you turn the ball over.
This is really the tale of two halves, though. So what adjustments were made at halftime?
You know what? We just kept playing football, and we didn't turn the ball over. The first half was what it was. We turned the ball over, and that's kind of the way that the first half went. But we came out, we played better defensively. I mean, we continued to, you know, keeping the field goals for the most part. Offense didn't turn the ball over. They moved the ball a little bit, made a big play on special teams, which we hadn't really had all year. So that was huge for us. And we just kept playing football, you know. The guys didn't quit. You know, continue to do what we needed to do and, you know, had a chance.
Special teams really helped you out, but what can you say about a guy like DeNico Archer to come out there? It really gave you guys life, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take it, you know, wherever we can get it from. Yeah. So when you got young guys coming in, you know, playing a role, we expect them to play well. And if you can give us a spark, then we'll take it.
Derek Hart struggled in the first half, and it seemed like Sherman was all over that back shoulder throw. Was those just, you know, rookie mistakes, would you say?
No, Sherman's picked off a lot of people, you know, so it's not just a rookie mistake. That's, you know, a good corner in this league, you know, making a great play. But that's something that Derek will have to learn from, you know. He had to pick and choose when he goes at a player like Richard. You know, maybe he should have went somewhere else or threw a different type of ball, but you know, those are things that, you know, he'll continue to get better at, you know, as he grows as a young quarterback in this league.
The coaches and the players have said, you know, they don't hand out trophies midway through the season, but I guess statistically and realistically right now, this team is not going to the postseason. So what do you guys do now, build for next year?
Why not?
Oh, maybe they are. Go ahead. Tell me.
Why not?
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're not – yeah, we're 0-8, and I understand it. And so, you know, for all purposes, we're not going to the playoffs, but we still got 8 games left.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play this season out and see how the chips fall.
Charles, how do you think Derek handled himself in what is notoriously a really tough environment for a quarterback?
I mean, for the most part, played well. You know, he had the turnovers, but, you know, I think every person on his team, you know, came out in that second half, and regardless of how that first half went, we just went out there and stayed the course. And, you know, it was a close game. And, you know, at the end we had a chance. It looked like we were going to get that onside kick, you know, there at the end. but it didn't happen. But you know what? We fought the whole game, but we kind of dug ourselves a hole early in that game, you know, against a good team, and they were able to capitalize on it.
You've played against them before, but how difficult is it to bring down Marshawn Lynch?
Tough. I mean, a guy is, you know, built low to the ground. He can get in and out of cuts. And, you know, one tackle is usually not going to get him down. And you got to gang tackle him. So, you know, he's one of the best, you know, in the league. And they don't call him beast mode for nothing.
Speaking of gang tackle, about his touchdown where it seemed like he carried guys into the end zone.
Got to get more guys to the ball. You know, there were a couple of guys there early. Had a chance to get him down. And then he got help from his guys, but we didn't have enough guys to put the ball on that play. So that's something that this week, I know the coaches they'll harp on that. You know, when you got a tough back like that, you need people to the ball.
To have essentially 4 games in a row now where you wind up almost saying the same thing, that, man, we fought hard, but when do you know, to get that to turn around, what does it take?
Time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's coming.
Yeah.
This team is far better than we were, I'll tell you that. You know, we are, our record, you know, says what we are, mm-hmm. but we are a far better team than what we were previously. And we're going out there and we're having fun. I think the defense is really playing, you know, pretty good ball right now. I mean, we're getting off, you know, the field on third downs a little better. We're playing better defense. But the thing about this game is you got to play, you got to have balance. So if one side is playing well, you need the other side to play well, as you know, as well. So you know, you need everybody to the party.
When you say previously, better than you were previously, what previously are you talking about?
I'm talking about the way this team started this season. You know, I don't think we were where we are now. I think we are getting better. Like I said, you know, our record says, you know, what we are, but I think this team is getting better.
What were your impressions of Russell Wilson, and how did you limit his effectiveness today?
You know what? It's tough. You know, they you know, the game now is so much geared towards college, it seems like. You know, and it's able to take advantage of an athletic quarterback like Russell. So, for us, I think in the back end, you know, we were able to, you know, plaster to receivers when he was able to scramble. We didn't let him out of the pocket very much on some of those zone read plays. So, you know, we were pretty effective. But it's tough when you got him and you got Marshawn Lynch out there.